Let's do it.
I would invite you to turn in your Bibles tonight to Psalm 68, and I would like to speak to you tonight on the subject of the presence of God. In Isaiah chapter 8, the prophet Isaiah would ask a very poignant and pertinent question to his generation. And this was the question, and I would like to present it for your thoughts tonight as well. Should not a people seek after their God? I believe the answer to that is a resounding yes. For the truth is, the deepest need that every human heart in this place and upon this planet has tonight is to be and to know and to feel the presence of God. David was so excited in his lifetime to see the great token of the presence of God. The Ark of God was the very token of the presence of God for the people of Israel. We know that in some form or fashion, it's one of those mysterious things that maybe we'll know about in heaven one day. But it said, between the cherubim and the mercy seat, there always abode a manifest presence of Almighty God in the holiest of holies. Beloved, what do you think tonight about the presence of God? Are you seeking the presence of God in your life? I remember Jonah tried to flee from the presence of the Lord, but he found him even in the bottom of the sea, in the belly of a whale. What did he cry out? Salvation is of the Lord. David said that if he could take the wings of the morning and ascend to the highest heights, God is there. If he could go to the deepest depths, he said, God, you're there. And David here in Psalm 68, he's so excited because that great token, the Ark of God, was going to be brought back into the city of David, into Jerusalem, and was going to ascend into the hill of the Lord. And that presence of God was going to be with His people in His proper place again. You know, COVID-19 took away so much from us. It took away us being together, even here at Camp Moriah last year. But I want you to know that even when we were not here, God was here. Hallelujah. God was here. Even though when we couldn't be together like we have been so many times, yet God was still with us because He is a God that is everywhere present. And what? Nowhere else. Can you say hallelujah? That we have a God like that. God is the only being who is omnipresent. The devil, hallelujah, is not omnipresent. I hope he's somewhere bothering somebody else tonight and will leave all of us alone. Michael, the great archangel, is not omnipresent. There is only one being in all the universe who is omnipresent, who filleth heaven and earth. It is our Lord God Almighty. And isn't it wonderful that He invites us into His presence? Oh, that a people truly would seek after their God. Do you need Him tonight? Do you need Him, as that song says, every hour? Do you need Him, as the sweet song says, to draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord? David said in Psalm 68, let this fill your heart with praise and just go back with me in time as we see David, who all his life had seen the ark of God in low places, had heard the stories of it being taken away and the glory had departed from Israel. To see it return was such a delight to his heart that he danced before the Lord with all of his might. He said, "Let God arise." I say, amen. Let God arise. Let His enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate Him flee before Him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to His name. Extol Him that rideth upon the heavens by His name Jah. And rejoice before Him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in His holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when Thou wentest forth before Thy people, when Thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. What does it mean that God is omnipresent? You know, there are attributes of God, when we talk about it theologically, there are attributes of God that we call communicable, and then there are attributes that are incommunicable. Communicable attributes of God, hallelujah, are His attributes of grace and mercy. Who wants to live in a world without grace and mercy? Hallelujah, those things of God are communicable to us, and we are created in His image. Blessed be His name. But then there are things in the attributes of God that are incommunicable. One of those is His omnipresence. Another one is His omnipotence. Another one is His omniscience. There's nobody like our God, is there? Hallelujah. But when we talk about the omnipresence of God, we are talking about that God Almighty is at the same time both transcendent and immanent in the heavens and in the earth. That's amazing, isn't it? He is high above us, but He is also deep within us. He has ascended the throne of His father David at the right hand of God, but He has also ascended on the throne of the hearts of every one of His children tonight. And David would say in Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why? Because Thou art with me. Don't tell me it's not precious. Don't tell me it's not special and to be desired. Should not a people seek after their God? Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, He told us, ask, seek, and what? Knock. Ask and shall be given. Knock, it shall be opened. Seek, and what? You shall find. He is everywhere present and nowhere absent. This isn't just my idea about God. I want you to turn with me to the book of Joshua. I think this is so cool. You know, there's some things in the Bible that are just absolutely cool. None of you kids try to read it and find the cool stuff. Just leave that for all of us older people, all right? But in the book of Joshua, I find it so unique. I find it so cool, the person that talks about the omnipresence of God. You would think it would be Moses or Joshua. But no, we find in the city of Jericho a little woman who had lived a terrible, simple life. But God became real to her. God, the God of Israel, became real to her. And I just want you to see and listen to her conversation with the spies. in Joshua chapter 2, and listen to what she says in verse 11. You see, did you hear what David said about how the wicked feel about the presence of God? They want to flee away. They want to escape the presence of God. That's how you can know that you have hope, that you're really a child of God, is that you want His presence in your life and you're seeking His presence. Well, she was doing some seeking as well. And listen to what this woman who ended up also, I don't know if you know this about Rahab, she ended up being in the natural genealogy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Does God move in mysterious ways? Yes. She says this to the spies, Joshua 2:11, "And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in what? Heaven above and in earth beneath. He is transcendent and He is immanent." He's the only being like that in all the universe. David recognized this presence of God and its tie to the glory of God. Go with me to the book of Jeremiah, another one of our great Old Testament prophets. I believe he was called the weeping prophet. Jeremiah chapter 23, if you'll go with me there, as we look through the Scriptures for this glorious thought. You'll never hide from God. You'll never escape God's presence or God's eye. All of you that are trying to run away from God, stop in your tracks. Repent and run toward Him to the arms of the one who can give you true joy and peace and salvation that none other can afford. Jeremiah would say this in verse 23 of Jeremiah 23. "Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I feel heaven," what? "And earth." Do you see it? Transcendent and yet imminent. And David recognized this and its tie to the glory of God, to have the presence of God in our lives. And so everyone in the world experiences the omnipresence of God. But there's something that is more special than that for those of you under the sound of my voice that are the children of God. You have more than just the omnipresence of God. You are given the manifest presence of God. And that's something to really rejoice in. You know, the omnipresence of God is God saying, "I'm everywhere." But the manifest presence of God is what we feel tonight when God says, "I'm here. I am here." From the garden to paradise, He walked with Adam and Eve with His presence in the cool of the day. And in paradise, we will also walk with Him again and eat of the tree of life with Him. I'm glad you're here this week, Granddaddy. You've been cheating death a long time. I don't know if y'all know this, but we got a nickname for Granddaddy in our family. We call him the Houdini of Death. But your time is coming soon if the Lord tarries. Death is going to separate you from our presence for a little while, but not from God. Soon, like Barzillai of old, you will cross the Jordan with the king, and the king will kiss your face, and you'll be in the glorious manifest presence of God. I'm glad Jonathan Poe is here tonight. Unless God does a miracle, Jonathan will be separated from our presence. But Jonathan is fixing to go into the glorious manifest presence of Almighty God. We won't need a wheelchair anymore. No cancer anymore. It cannot abide in the immediate manifest presence of God. Do you say hallelujah? That God says to His people, not just I'm everywhere, but I'm here. It is the joy of the righteous and the terror of the wicked. The greatest expressions of God's manifest presence that we have ever known in this world is when His only begotten Son came and took up flesh and blood and dwelt with us. For His very name is what? Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. And the second greatest expression of this that we will ever know is in His church. It's such a special, special thing. David, like Moses, knew that God's presence is everything. Say it with me. God's presence is everything. Did you hear that song that we just sang? O Thou, in whose presence my soul takes delight, on whom in affliction I call, my comfort by day, and my song in the night, finish it with me, my hope, my salvation, my all. God's presence is everything in your marriage, everything in the church, everything in your soul. The presence of God, Moses knew it, David knew how much that it meant. Do you and I? Oh, I pray that we do, and I pray that we continue to seek the presence and the face of God. Here in Exodus 33, 14 through 15, I love this, what Moses said and what God said to him. And we can take this promise with us. Exodus chapter 33. Verse 13, Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I might find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee. This is not omnipresence. This is manifest presence of God with His people. People come in among our churches. They hear our singing. They hear our preaching. And they say, there's something different here. Well, it's not us. It's God with us. God walking among His candlesticks. He makes the difference in your marriage. He makes the difference in your life. He makes the difference in your soul. And He makes the difference for eternity. And Moses said this, and this is the way that we ought to live. And he said unto them, isn't it amazing that a man can have a conversation with God face to face like Moses? Moses was the meekest man on earth, and he talked with God face to face. Do you remember when Moses came down on the mount out of the immediate presence of God, just like our Savior Jesus Christ? When he came off the Mount of Transfiguration, his face shone with such glory that they had to veil him. People can tell if you're living in the presence of God. They can tell. They can know. Moses said, Lord, if thy presence go not with me, carry us up not hence. I ask you tonight, what would a home be without the presence of the family? Just be a house. It would just be an old empty house. But when the family is there, when the presence of our loved ones are there, it becomes a special place. What would the temple have been without the ark of God? Well, we can ask Israel that one day, because they lost that token of the presence of God on more than one occasion. What would the church be without the presence of the Holy Spirit? We can ask dead churches, because that's exactly what they are. What would heaven be without the Lamb of God? What would a human soul be? What is a human soul without the presence of God? It is but a tomb. It is but a tomb. But with the presence of God, Brother Zach, it's a cathedral, brother. It's a cathedral. Oh, how much we need the presence of God. Would you pray tonight, Lord, bring me into the innermost circle of Your will. Lord, do whatever it takes in my life that I might be closer and nearer to Thee and Thou with me. When Jesus was most pressed in His ministry and in His life, He did not turn to a wife. He did not turn to children. He did not turn to His disciples, even the one that He loved so much, that slept and put His head upon His breast. But He had to get up and get away and be in the presence of His Father and of His God. And that's where He has ascended to. And that's where He dwells. And that's where He will bring us to one day. One sweet day. I would close with the book of 1 Chronicles, if you'll go with me there. See, we began in the psalm where David wrote the psalm of ascent of the ark of God traveling from Obed-Edom up, being led, being carried by the priest up to the place where David had prepared. But there was something more that He wanted for it. He wanted to build a house for God. He said, I dwell in my own house, but the ark of God is just in a tent. Let me build a house, a temple for God. What a great heart. But you all know the story. God said, you've shed too much blood upon the earth. You can't build a house for me, but I'll let your son Solomon build a house for me. And we'll put the ark of the covenant in the holiest of holies. So go with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And this is the actual account, not of it being brought into the temple, but of what we read in the Psalm of Ascension. Here it is in the history of the Chronicles and what David said as he saw the token presence of God come into his city, into his life in a permanent way. And I hope that we would all feel this way and cry to this and thank God so much for allowing us to gather in His presence and to be in His manifest presence tonight. And He has taken up abode into our hearts and turned us from tombs into cathedrals. You know, the first night, Monday night, I don't know about you, but when we began to sing and these hills and these trees started to be filled with the praises of God, I remembered again how special this place is. When we make His praise glorious and His presence comes among us in power. So David said this as we close 1 Chronicles 16, beginning in verse 23. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day His salvation. Declare His glory among the heathen, His marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Listen to this. Glory and honor are what? In His presence. Strength and gladness are in His place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. And let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice in all that is therein. And speaking of what I was talking about, then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Is our prayer.